And that baseball history, what a great bit of trivia this is. I don't know if you've been following along, Nick Mirano, but Boston Red Sox catcher Danny Jansen. You know, when I saw the headline, they said he's playing for both teams. I thought, wow, this is very personal. It's a baseball player who's bisexual? No. What happened is this. Danny Jansen was playing for the Toronto Blue Jays against Boston on June 26 when the game was suspended because of rain. So they scheduled that it would be resumed today, except since then he's been traded to Boston. So he started the game playing as a Blue Jay. He'll finish the game playing as a member of the Red Sox. And I guess I know who Siobhan Morris and Steve Paikin are going to be cheering for here. But oddly enough, this is the first time this has ever, well, not oddly, I mean, it's a pretty complicated circumstance, but it's the first time this has ever happened in baseball history. And Nick, I just think it's going to be kind of cool to watch how this unfolds and to appreciate that it's just one of those great oddball trivia items.
It is, and there are many facets to this piece of history where, according to the baseball rules, the game was suspended since COVID because during the times of COVID, they didn't want to start a game all over again. They wanted to resume the game. That's why they suspended the game to begin with, only in the second inning. So all of the stats that happened today are going to be logged on June as if they happened on June 26th.
Okay.
So Jansen was at the plate with 0-1 count. He's going to be pinch hit for, obviously. That batter will own his own fate. If he strikes out, it's his strikeout, now Danny Jansen. So Jansen's off the hook in that respect. So the many facets it is, it's really, really interesting. And Matt Cause will explain this a little later today. But also, Leo Jimenez was a player in the minor leagues. He wasn't on the team back on June 26th. If he gets slotted in today, today will be his major league debut, even though he came into the major leagues July 4th.
Okay.
So it's like the old classic Abbott and Costello, who's on first, who's at the plate, baseball history at its best.
It's kind of Gilbert and Sullivan-y, you know, in terms of there's, I think it's Pirates of Penzance, but anyway, it's a guy who's got to stay in one service or another until he turns a certain age, and then all of a sudden they realize that he was born on the 29th of February, so he's only like 6 years old. But, I like stuff like that, and clearly you do as well, Nick, because that's why you and Roy LoCascio host Totally Useless Information.